Blog Talk Radio. Circles of Prosperity Oracle Friday. Yay. So, we have
things
a lot
on here.
That's right. I was just getting ready to introduce you, Cindy. She's raring to go already. We have Cindy Bentley here with us today, who does DNA activations and energy healing. She was so magnificent the last time she was here. Our show ran over. We were well over 2 hours. And so I'm going to tell you now, get on the phone and call. She will blow your socks off. She's done some tremendous work with our group, and specifically with a lot of light workers, because we Circles of Prosperity attracts a lot of light workers. Your phone number to call us is 914-338-0590. You want to press 1 on your telephone keypad. It is going to be awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, I want to say hi to Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Sylvia. And good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie. You sound
How
good.
Are you?
Top of the morning. I'm doing good for it's just the 5 a.m. over here. I think I'm being
better. Oh, my God. Yeah, that is early. Oh, my goodness. Well, you sound perky and up and rearing to go. You sound wonderful.
I am. I'm excited about that. I think we're going to do some really good work with for some people this morning.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
I kind of feel it coming in already. And that
Oh, really, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm feeling that there's going to be some transformation and some people that are really needing some things this morning. That
you know what? That's very true. Absolutely. I know that's true. People on the line are, there are a lot of people in the queue already. I see them lining up on the switchboard just ready to go. So.
I know. It's so good. Love working out there with you guys, too, in Atlanta, because that's my home.
Oh. Oh, that's great. I know.
That was my first home. But I'm in
Santa Fe. Oh, my goodness. Oh, New Mexico is beautiful. I have a play son, my doctor. He's a psychic. He's on the air most of the time. Reginald Lewis. He lives in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He goes to school, university there. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's
goes
in Albuquerque.
There.
Yeah. He's in Albuquerque.
Yes, he is.
That.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I met him at a psychic show. Oh, my God, we connected. So we got to talk about this later. He has a radio program, too, sometimes.
Yes, he does. And I was on his show. He was on mine. We exchanged.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We worked together. Oh, yeah.
He's wonderful.
Small world.
It is a small world.
He's just overflowing with love, I'm telling you.
He really is. He really, really is. And you can tell. I'm going to turn this over to Cynthia now. I think she wants to go do her thing and
we'll
chat people in to get. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want you to go now.
Am I gone?
Yeah. Sorry, Cynthia. That was amazing that he that I knew Reginald, what's his name?
Reginald Lewis.
Yeah, Reginald Lewis.
That's our little baby boy.
Yeah. Just amazing. And I'm on his Facebook, and I'm listening to his show some, too. He's full of the spirit.
Yes, he is. He is. Well, we have to get him back here. You know, it would be really great to have him here and have you here at the same time. That will just probably. That'd be great. Okay, so listen.
I could go down to his house, or he could come up to my house, and we could sit together and do it.
Oh, my God. The energy would be off the wall, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Hey, Cindy, let's tell everybody, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and the work that you do and how you're going to move forward today with the readings with them, okay?
Right, I will. Well, for those of you who are not familiar with me, I do energy work. And the way I've worked with this is that what I've been taught, and what I've been doing for the past 14 years is what was done with me, is that we are pure divine energy. And we have four energy bodies, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional bodies that overlap. And in the center of our bodies sits our soul. And our soul is what is real. And we've come to this lifetime with all kinds of information in this soul and contracts and agreements for this lifetime. And our divine connection is with our divine creator in our soul. And what has happened with all these energy bodies is over the lifetimes and over even this lifetime, we have been disconnected from our soul. We have blocks. We have issues. We have negative connections, incarnate entities, all kinds of things that are collecting in our soul. And one of the biggest things we have is that we have negative thoughts that are bringing these in. And our world around us, if we keep looking for the bad, we're going to continue to find the bad. And so what I do with people is that my biggest desire in all my life is to heal through these energy bodies so that this gigantically wonderful divine soul can be free to shine its light and get total connection to the divine creator. Now, that's about as simple as I can put my work in so that everybody can understand. So what I call them. Yes, do you think that's good, Cynthia?
No, I think it was awesome. And Cindy, let me tell you why I think it's so appropriate you're here today. We are currently in the study of Christ consciousness. And in particular, we're working with Joshua David Stone's book, Soul Psychology. And he is teaching us how to spiritualize our life. And that means, and to move into Christ consciousness, where we are constantly in connection with our soul, and removing all of that negative thoughts and impulses. So this is a wonderful combination of your healing work with the study that we're currently doing and the practice that a lot of our listeners are going through as they're trying to clear that energy. So I see the link, and it's just powerful, powerful, powerful.
Oh, my gosh. Let me just tell you, right now I'm looking exactly at that book on my shelf here in my office. I've got all of Joshua David Stone. And he really helped me. So I'm so proud that everybody's studying this, because after I took my classes and studied in the 90s there in Atlanta, I needed more, and so I found Joshua David Stone and started studying his books and working out of his books with the Ascended Masters and Ascension Process. So, yeah, that's wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful? That's the next one I want to do is the Ascended Masters. But, you know, that's why I tell people, stick with us, because, you know, this is a journey that we're all taking together.
Yes. And it's a process.
It is a process. So I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to do an opening prayer with us this morning, and then we will get started, okay?
Yay, okay.
I want to say good morning to everybody who is visible and invisible on the line. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for these entities and all the people who are helping us in spirit. I thank you for the divine energy of the Holy Spirit and all the ascended masters and angels working on the rays of consciousness to empower us, enlighten us, protect us, and heal us in every single way, bringing prosperity, abundance, enlightenment, and divine healing on every level and in every way of soul. We thank you for sending. We thank you for Cynthia and all the people on the line this morning with Circles of Prosperity. They are the instruments and beacons of light in this world. And this broadcast is going to help many people this morning. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for divining the energy and letting our hearts be open and our minds be open to the power that's within us. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Wow. Dr. Reggie's phone is tuning in with...
Wow, that was...
Did you hear it?
Yeah, that felt like the 70s again.
Okay.
That was strange.
Take me off the speaker. That is very, very strange.
Either that or we were having UFO ET invasion.
That's what it sounded like. There was an ET invasion. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I'm still
so,
here.
Okay, it's all right. I got someone in this in the chat room that's telling me to. I'm trying to do two things at one time. Okay, so let's go to our first caller this morning. They're talking to me in the chat room. Area code 410, you're on the air. I'm a little discombobulated this morning. How are you?
Good morning, it's Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, what's going on?
Oh, I thought I'd be the first caller this morning, and I thought it was Dr. Reggie on, but I got another surprise.
Oh, I know. Oh, you're going to love
it. I must need it because I'm the first caller this morning.
The first caller. Wow. Go ahead. You want to ask a question for Cindy this morning?
I do. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Kathy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Wow. Okay.
I have been working on my spiritual journey very hard for the last year, but now I'm coming back with, I'm trying to stay positive, but I keep thinking, like, I'm not good enough to do all this thing, all these things, the healer part, and all these old things are coming up now in my life.
Kathy, can I do some, do I have your permission to do some clearing work for you?
Yes.
Because as soon as you started saying that, I'm always adding new things to my list of clearings. And about 3 weeks ago, I've got some new work that was channeled to me through another divine being. And I didn't think we needed it, but evidently we do because I've been counting these things for many people. And one of the things I found immediately when you started speaking is that you've got some blocks in your receptivity of love. Receiving love, you've got blocks and issues. And when I'm counting, Kathy, and because I'm a master dowser and I'm counting what you've got so we can look at it, you've got 18 blocks in receiving love from yourself, receiving love from other people, and receiving divine love. So that's what's going on. So we're going to cut. We're gonna, with your permission, we're going to knock that out right now. Because we want you to receive divine. We want you to receive this divine high frequency energy. This is how you travel up the higher dimensions, is by holding in your energy body's higher energy. The only way we can do that is to clear out what's blocking the way for these higher frequencies.
For the present time, Kathy in Maryland, yes, that all 18 or more blocks in her receptivity and her flow of love, divine love, self-love, love from all other souls. Yes, that all these be burned in St. Germain's violet flame, and Kathy be healed 100% of all blocks in her love for herself. And there's a lot of stuff that's come in with this, Kathy, and with your permission, because there's some things in your younger years that we need to just take care of right now, honey. And
okay,
just burn it in the violet. We're just going to burn it all in the violet flame.
Can you tell me what they are?
Well, I'm not going to drop my energy frequency right now to go to that place.
Okay.
But I'm just going to clear it because I have to hold this high level right now to clear it. And if I start telling you, there's things you don't want me to tell on the radio.
Okay.
Let me just do what my clearing work, and you just know that we're taking care of things for you, okay?
Okay.
The divine beings in your soul knows. Your soul is surrendering and intending and handing it out to me to burn in the violet flame. We're working together on this. Very divine. And just hang on, because I've got a pendulum swinging, and I'll let you know when the clearing's done, Kathy, okay?
Okay.
But meanwhile, I just want you to have a receptive heart and be thankful for this divine intervention to clear this energy and open you up. I think it's like two past lives, too, Kathy, that some of your personal power has been taken away from you. Okay. And let me just look at your solar plexus with your permission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your solar plexus is open at 100%. It was open at like 85%. We've got it up to 100 now.
Wow.
And I just want to make sure, is there any negative beings in there? And for your information, Kathy, all this hard work has paid off. You've already got 13 DNA strands activated. You're fully connected with your DNA.
Uh-huh.
And as far as the light body is concerned, you're still moving in your light body. You're at 75% light body right now. So you are working it and ascending with the planet. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Go drink a lot of water, girlfriend. Go drink some water.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in, Kathy. How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel light.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I needed that. I mean, I've been fighting this for a while, and I had no idea what was wrong.
Wow.
So now I can move on.
Wow. So let me...
It's all good, Kathy.
Thank you so much for calling, Kathy. Stay with us, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You mentioned light body. Can you tell our audience what the light body is?
Well, yes, ma'am. What's happening right now on this planet, for the first time in any universe, we've been a giant experiment, because the Earth is the hardest place for the soul to learn about itself. And for the very first time, what is happening is that we're going to be allowed to transition with our bodies into the fifth dimension, our heaven on earth, higher level of love, divine love. And 5D is just Christ consciousness, divine joy, divine love, unconditional love. In three dimension, where this soul and our bodies have been in a lower energy, in a lower frequency, which is duality, fear, not enough, lack, judgment,
all the negative things that we were, that are illusions that we know aren't true, but we believed it because we weren't conscious enough and connected enough to our divine source to recognize that we are very divine beings with very powerful, powerful connections to co-create our life. So as soon as we get rid of these illusions and all this fear, we can jump into higher frequencies of divine living, fill our body with higher energy, and shift into the fifth dimension. But we can't do that in a carbon-based body. The carbon base cannot hold the amount of light energy that we need. So many of us have been traveling down the road of changing our bodies from a carbon-based body to a silica-based body, which can hold a higher frequency than the carbon body. And there's been, they call this ascension symptoms because there's a lot of aches and pains and all kinds of things that go with this in order to release within these four energy bodies all the things that are holding us back. So that's what I do. I make it a lot faster to ascend by removing all the blockages and the darkness so that you can hold more light and heal into a light body. Mm. And the whole universe everywhere is observing us do this because it's never been done before. We're no longer going to have to die to go for our souls to be awake and connected and energized with the total amount of divine connection that we deserve and that's the truth of our being. Does this make sense to you guys?
Oh, my.
Reggie?
It makes
sense.
Yes, it definitely makes sense. Hold on 1 second. I have to turn Reggie's mic on.
She's asking, do that make sense?
Oh, it makes total sense. Because you know what? We're talking about the ascension anyway, and all of us are ascending on a personal level, for personal ascension, and for planetary ascension to go into that fifth dimensional frequency. And it takes all the things that you're doing right now and people to be willing and open to transition in their physical bodies. This was predicted a long time ago, and now it's happening. We're on the leading edge of the emerging place that this is happening now. This time is very important for the whole planet.
You know, I am infused with such a mission right now. I've had this mission for 15 years. I mean, and people thought I was, you know, they didn't know what I was talking about. And now I can talk about it on the radio. And I can remember when things, you know, well, I don't know what she's talking about, but she's just crazy, isn't she, you know? And now I can talk about it, and people get it. People call me all over the planet wanting to help, you know? And mm-hmm. So it's a joy. It's such a joy. This journey has been so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It is so amazing. I'm so thankful.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today. So listen, if you guys, any of our listeners, want to have energy work done this morning, and the work that she does, it also reveals a lot of your fears and doubts, maybe questions that you know, because a lot of times people call in for psychic readings, but this is so in tune with your spirit, with your soul, that a lot will be revealed to you. So do not call because you're saying, oh, I want a psychic reading, because this will be beyond psychic, because it's talking about really, it's true. It's talking about healing and a lot of the things that you maybe you desire or you want to know. The answer is in the soul, and it will probably be revealed. Look at Kathy. Kathy was really, she's been on this journey, and here she was, you know, kind of at a fork in the road there. She just felt blocked and couldn't move forward, didn't even know what was going on. And Cindy was able to help her. So please, you know, call 914-338-0590 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. This is just amazing. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
We're fine. How are you this morning?
I'm okay.
Good. Is this Tina?
This is Toya.
Oh, Toya. Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm. You have a question for Cindy this morning?
Yes, I do. My son is going through what appears to be seizures. And
appears to be what?
Seizures.
Seizures, okay.
Yes.
What's his name?
And his name is Vincent.
Winston?
It started off...
I think she said Vincent.
Vincent. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It feels like there's background noise in her phone call.
Yeah, that was my sister.
Okay. Because I can't hear you well with the background noise, but go ahead. How long has he had seizures?
It's for the whole month of May. And, like,
okay,
right now as I'm speaking to you.
What's his birth date?
2201.
Oh. All right. So let me just, with your permission, being his mother, I'm going to look in his energy fields just a minute.
Definitely.
He's got some negative entities in his energy fields a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to count them, and then I'm going to take them off with your permission.
Okay. Should he listen in? Because he's right here.
He can listen in, but we can do it because you're his mom. And now we're going to ask. And he's a teenager now, too, isn't he? Oh, no, not quite. He's 12. No?
Yes.
Yeah, 12. We're going to ask our divine beings to come into Vincent, this young soul, and go through all of his energy bodies and remove all the negative entities, incarnates, all the negative energies that are connected to his bodies. And we're going to ask them, my helpers, to take these entities to the light, divine light, with rays shining down to Vincent. And all these divine beings come to remove the entities and send them to the light. We ask that Vincent be free of the negative entities, that they go to the light.
Mm-hmm.
Then we block all the portalways and pathways back to Vincent with golden creator substance. That he may completely and totally be cleared of these negative entities. And I'm going to have to check your house, Tanya.
Yes.
Because they're coming from somewhere, and I can't just clear them. I got to find out where they're coming from. And in this house you're living in, there's 9 negative portals. So I'm going to ask our divine beings to go into your home and seal the 9 negative portals in your house with golden creator substance. And then we need to clean your house of all the negative entities. They need to go to the light. There's a divine light above your home, and all negative entities are escorted to this light, never to return back to your home. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, is your house pretty old, or is it...
Yeah, it's fairly old.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff going on, old stuff hanging out there. Let me check you too, Tanya. How many negative entities are on Tanya? We got to clear you too, baby. Let me take, are you having problems sleeping or anything?
Yes.
Because you got a lot of negative entities on you too. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So the present time on Tanya... Okay, but you didn't have near the amount Vincent had. Vincent had, like, about 6 times more than you. And so he's trying to protect his mom. I'm an empath, and so when I see things like this, it brings tears to my eyes because it's such a grand love that you and your son have together. And he's willing to take it for you. That's gigantic.
Wow.
And, yeah, so I'm...
He's shaking his head, yes.
He's taken it for you. He loves you so much.
Yes, Hugo, I love him too. He's crying.
I'm so sorry, but let me take these off. Hang on. We now ask for all the negative beings to go to the light that disconnect from Tanya, go to the light above her head, follow the rays into the divine light, and seal all the portalways and pathways back to Tanya with golden creative substance. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Oh my
God. All right, I'm going to do one more check on Vincent. I'm going to ask my people and my divine helpers, Archangel Michael, is there anything else on Vincent that I need to do to block these seizures? And there is something else I need to do. And, you know, I can do a whole research, and it lasts me, it takes me hours to go through everything. But I'm just going to ask my divine beings who know what is causing these seizures to go into Vincent now and heal all of him and make all of his physical body, spiritual body, emotional body, and mental body, etheric body. All bodies are cleared that could cause seizures and healed so that Vincent can be the divine soul that he is and move forward without interruption. And we ask for this divine healing in the name of the co-creator God and all the divine unconditional love and divine joy that can flood his energy fields and push out all that is not of the highest light.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a precious soul. He's just precious.
Yes, he is.
And for this, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
And if you, you know, my email address is cbentleyrn@aol.com. If you want to just later on let me know how Vince is doing, I would appreciate it.
Definitely. I definitely will.
All right. And Tanya.
Thank you. Hey, you got a new name, Tanya. Toya. It's Toya, I think.
Not Tanya, it's Toya.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Toya.
That's okay. We love you anyway.
I was close.
Thank you. We love you too.
You were very close, sweetheart. We love you. Thank you. Make sure you let Cindy know. Cindy, maybe this is a good time to tell people how to reach out to you.
Okay. And, oh, yeah, and you guys need to drink a lot of water, Toya. You and Vincent, drink a lot of water and get you some sunlight today, okay? Because you'll be detoxing then.
All righty. She's still on the air. I'm pretty sure she heard you.
Okay, good. My email, my personal email address is cbentley, that's B-E-N-T-L-E-Y-R-N, @AOL.com. And then my web address is www.dnareconnection.com.
Okay, we're going to go to another caller this morning. Okay. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Good morning, I'm so glad I got through.
Oh, wow, we are too. What's your name?
I'm Ellen, I'm calling from New York. I have no specific question. I would just love to see if there are any blockages. I'm not able to manifest as well as I would like, and I'm just wondering if maybe that's a reason.
You've got walls of illusion still hanging out. Tell me your name again.
Ellen.
Ellen, okay. I have to write these down just to help me check into you. Okay, on Ellen at the present time, how many walls of illusion does Ellen still have? Woo! 23 walls of illusion that are blocking your flow of monetary and prosperity energy. So, and a lot of that's fear, Ellen. Woo, we got to, and you can't help it. That's just the way we've been programmed for so long. So, what we're going to do, Ellen, at the present time, I want you to take some deep breaths, Ellen, and with your intention, and with your surrender and your permission, we're going to take out all these walls in your energy fields that are blocking this flow. I got to do two things on you. At the present time, we now ask, I'm getting a lot of smoke. There's a ton of static there. I can barely
Is that you, Ellen, moving around a lot?
No, I hear paper shuffling. It's not me.
Yeah, there's a lot of paper shuffling and a lot of static. Okay. At the present time, Ellen, we now ask that divine beings come into Ellen at the present moment, and Saint Germain come and burn all the 23 or more walls of illusion within all the energy bodies of Ellen. We ask that all these walls be burned in the violet flame. And there's 6 layers or more of these walls, and all the layers of the walls are burned in the violet flame. And the flow of energy through Ellen's body are opened and filled with divine light as she heals. And for this, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to check one other thing on you, Ellen. Let me see how many blocks you have in your ability to receive love. And I'm getting 14 blocks on that one. And the love is, you know, monetary and prosperity is about loving yourself and feeling in your solar, deep into your solar plexus chakra, that you deserve it. And Ellen,
yes.
You deserve it?
Yes.
Tell me again.
I deserve it,
Ellen?
I deserve it.
Yeah, you deserve it all, Ellen.
Yes, I deserve it.
You know you deserve it all, Ellen. You got to believe that, darling. You got to know that. There's no longer a time for us to say we believe. It's a time now that we know. We know who we are. We know we're co-creators. We know we're connected to divine source, and we know there is no lack when we are connected in. So you know that, and you are loving yourself and deserving all. All is yours. Now, one of the things I'm hearing loud and clear with you is that you can't be too specific, because we only use about 10% of our brain. And guess who? The soul and the heart knows your truth. And so when you ask for things and you want things, you've got to ask for the highest and best. And then you step out of the way and allow the God co-create and your spirit being to let it show up and manifest much bigger, much higher, much better than what we can do in our heads. You got to stay out of your head with this, because our heads are going to put conditions. You don't want any conditions on this. You want it to be open to divine creation. And with that, you know what you get with that? You get magic. And I've got so much darn magic in my life right now, I'm always amazed. And I just keep letting it go and say, there's a couple of times I have to say, are you sure, God? Are you sure, Spirit? But most of the time, I'll confess, I just sit back and allow. Oh, there's a lot of static. Cindy, there's a ton of static again.
It's not for me. I'm sitting in a home. I'm sitting in my home.
I know. It's not coming from anybody.
It just comes in. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, we started getting lost, but we're good now.
Yeah, but you're doing a lot of energy work, so.
Oh, yes.
We have this from time to time.
Yes. All right, Ellen, we're almost done, baby. Okay. Now, Ellen, you're connected up to love, and you're connected into your, all your walls are down. So drink a lot. Your walls are down. Your walls of illusion. You okay, Ellen?
I am. I'm feeling lighter. Sounds wonderful.
Oh, you did. We did some good work. So let me know how you're doing.
Will do. Thank you so much, Cynthia.
You're welcome, Ellen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
And she needs to drink a lot of water, too.
Yeah, they all need, when I'm working on them, I'll just say this out for everybody, that this is big energy work, and so
you may get a little foggy, and you're going to need to drink water, get sunlight, anything you can do, a salt bath, anything for detox, because this is no small matter. And I get people that get a little sick at their stomach and really lethargic after some of this big energy work. So just recognize that you're healing if you feel any of these symptoms, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Wow, that I got a question from the chat room that says, do you heal cats?
Yes, because the cats are healing us and the dogs are. Now, I'm not, well, so long, I could go on and on about this, but especially the dogs. I've got some people that in Atlanta that used to call me to come, that worked with removing demons. And, of course, the cats and dogs, they take on these negative beings because they are working side by side with us, the ones they love so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can help with that. I clear them out, and it depends if it's time, if it's too late. If it's too late, I'll clear them out. You know, it just depends. But most of the time, I have very good results.
Wow. Okay. Well, so, listen, if you have a cat or a dog that's acting strange or needs a healing, go ahead and call in at 914-338-0590. Okay. Let's move on to another caller. Area code. Oh, that's, I think I did that one already. I'm getting confused. If you've had a session with Cindy this morning and you pressed one and you're still in the queue, can you press one again so that I don't get confused. It'll clear out your question mark. Area code 203, you're on the air.
Peace and blessings, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your name?
My name is Soraya.
Soraya? Oh, that's a beautiful name. Where are you calling from, Soraya?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay. Are you a first-time caller?
No, ma'am.
All righty.
It's actually my third time.
Oh, okay. Do you have a question for Cindy this morning?
Nothing specific. Just wherever spirit leads you, I will follow.
I'm gonna. I was getting that right. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to take over. Because I was getting stuff right away. You've got a lot of walls of illusion, honey. We've got to break it out so you can step into a higher dimensional frequency. And you've got like 10, 20, 30. You've got a lot of programs running that are blocking your moving higher. You have 34 programs and walls of illusion. So we're going to take all these walls of illusion out of Samoya. Is that it? Samanya?
Soraya. But that's a lot of illusions. Wow.
I'm doing my best, y'all. Samonia, we're going to ask that you remove all 34 or more negative walls of illusion in her physical body, spiritual body, emotional body, mental bodies, all the walls of illusion of the 3D world that are blocking her ascension into higher frequencies. We ask that Saint Germain come and burn all these walls in the violet flame. Fill with golden creator substance. And all the layers of these walls are also burned in the violet flame. So she's clear of all the illusions, all the fear, all the lack. And she can step forward, her soul shining, the higher frequencies of living, knowing that she's divinely cared for in every way. Now, fear is an illusion. Because when you're connected into your God, there is no fear. I had some great fear at the end of last year. All my psychic friends told me not to go to Egypt because I was not going to come back. And it was another test for me. And I knew my soul had to go to Egypt. There's a story on my website. You can read about it. I'm not going to go in detail. But I'm going to just tell you that any level right now that you're at in your soul, in ascension, you still get, there's still things that come up. And when you pass these tests and when you let go of the whatever fear shows up, it just makes you stronger. It helps you. Because once you look at fear in the face and say, I know you're not real because my God takes care of me in every way. I am divinely deserving and divinely cared for in every way. And the more you do that, the more comes to you and the easier it gets, the more you let go and let God, as you hear all the time. You know, mm-hmm. I heard that for years and never really knew about it until I started stepping away from it, until I left everything and just left because and came across country because God led me here. And just lots of things keep happening. The more you release, the more you're allowed to release and move higher and higher in manifestation, manifesting all the time. But anyway, so I kind of faced that fear and said, well, it doesn't make any difference. If I leave the planet, I leave the planet. I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. So I mm-hmm. went on to Egypt and came back. I had a choice to let go of there, and I didn't. I came back, and everybody was telling me I wouldn't come back. I got a few friends said I had a 60% chance that I wouldn't come back. Some people said I would not come back, but it was not just me, it was another part of me that died. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'll move forward. Okay, I got you. My energy's done with you now, but it took us a little. While I was talking, I was moving energy too because I've got a pendulum in my hand that I'm swinging and it's stopped now. So I've got you really clear now. How are you feeling?
It's just confirmation because I definitely, my spirit was talking to me about that, you know, I have not because I ask not, you know, so it's like definitely I have
okay,
to.
Okay, well then let me check one more thing. How many blocks do you have in receiving love? You got
a lot.
10? Mm. Yeah, you got a lot of that too. I'm so glad you called me.
I'm mad too.
I'm so glad you called me, honey. Because this is a lot more than you could have worked through in a year or so, because you just needed somebody to knock it out, and we're going to do it. You've got 34 blocks. Well, actually more than that. It's about 38. I'm still counting. In your receptivity to love, divine love, self-love is what's really got a big chunk of your blockage right now.
Oh, yeah.
You think you're doing everything to love yourself, but you're not. So we're going to...
Yeah.
We're going to ask right now that all the blocks in Samanya's divine bodies, divine love, we ask that all the blocks and the flow of this love be removed and burned in the violet flame, that all channels of divine love, all channels of self-love, and all channels of unconditional love from any being on the planet is totally, totally cleared so that Samanya can receive love at all levels in all aspects of her. And the other thing I'm told to do, I need to connect your soul with a high frequency, the highest level love that's now been opened up. There's a quartz crystal that's been cleared and activated on the island of Bimini. And we're going to ask now that this divine quartz crystal open up and have a channel of love straight to Samanya so that she can feel this high heart energy flowing to her and recognize that she is love.
Nice.
And with that love, what your responsibility to that love is, you've got to give it away, darling.
Oh yeah.
Now that you've got it, you got to give it away. You've got to connect with others and give it away.
Yeah.
Okay? They're gonna let you have it, but you gotta be the way shower and show people this higher love. And I know you can do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go drink some water.
Okay.
Drink you some water and and have joy.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Peace and blessings. Thank you very much.
Yes, Charlotte. Peace and blessings. You're welcome. You're so welcome.
Wow, that's amazing. Let's go to Erica. Good morning,
Good
Erica.
Morning.
How are you?
Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, good morning. Hey, everybody, the sun just came up over here finally.
All right. You're seeing the sunrise. That's awesome. So, Erica, where are you calling?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Where are you calling from, Erica?
Well, I'm calling from Rhode Island, and our sun is covered by clouds and rain today. So.
Oh.
I think it's up, but we're not sure.
Yeah, we would love that over here in the desert.
So, Cindy, I'm not sure who needs more blockages removed, me or my daughter Callie this morning.
Tell me your name again.
Erica.
Erica. Okay. Let's just look. What's Callie's birthday?
Hers is December 19th.
What year was she born?
She was born in 1996.
And is she ill right now?
She's not ill. There's just been a very, she was always such a sunny person till she was like maybe in high school, and there's like a lot of resistance the last year or so, and I just
something's going on. I'm looking at her energy fields, Erica.
Uh-huh.
And she's just not clear at all. I mean, she's got so much on her. Let me just look at your house for just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, I have permission to check your energy in your home.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, your home is clear, but Callie's got some negative beings on her right now, too. I need to take those off immediately. She's going to somebody's house she doesn't need to go to. Does she have a friend's house that you object for her to go there?
In the last year, there isn't. She does tend to stay close to home, though. She kind of does her own thing.
Okay. Well, somehow she's picked up some stuff from somebody somewhere, and I don't think it was your home.
Mm.
But I'd have to, you know, that it'd take me a while. I'll have to. That's why I have to do a lot of research when I'm doing this work, cause to try to block it. But we can go ahead and take them off. And and then I want to give her some protection. She needs some protection, and I want you to remember in your prayers, after I cleanse her some, in your prayers, I want you to surround her with gold light and shields of protection to protect her soul from any interference right now and any connections. But on Callie, born 12/19/1996 in Rhode Island, Erica's daughter, we now ask to do some healing work on Callie and to remove all the negative beings that are connected to her energy fields. Disconnect these negative beings, cut the cords, burn them in the violet flame, and we're going to send these negative beings away, fill them with truth, light, and healing love, and block all the portalways and pathways back to Callie with golden creator substance, with cloaking device shields we need to put around Callie. And we've got to clear her head and open up her heart and her soul to her divine mission. She has work to do. Okay, I got to do some more work on Callie. So, how many? She's got the beings are gone. How many blocks does she have on her cords on her blocks? Black cords on her soul. Oh, we got to do this too. Okay. At the present time, please remove all black cords connected to Callie.
cut the cords with the blue flaming sword of Archangel Michael, burn the cords in the violet flame of Saint Germain, fill all the portalways and pathways back to Cali with golden creator substance. I want to put some of Michael's, Archangel Michael's divine protective angels around Cali until she's healed. Let her know the sweetness of life. Cali, it's now safe to have your soul opened up to the sweetness of life. You no longer have anger. You no longer have to be angry at life. The sweetness is yours, Cali. Hang on, Erica. Did she have, like, a lot of anger?
Oh, yeah.
And you just can't figure out what's going on with her.
Because she was such a sunny person all through up till ninth grade.
She doesn't have to have that anger anymore. She can let it go. Is she your only child?
No, I have two others.
Okay. All right. So, do anything else? I think she'll be good now, Erica. We've got a lot, and Cali did need it worse than you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Is she at school? No, she's not at school. So have
her
drink water.
Well, she is at school, yes. She is at school. Yeah.
Okay. Have her drink a lot of water when she wakes up, okay?
Okay.
Oh, and not when she wakes up, but when she... I forget. It's not 6 a.m. over there. 8. Okay.
I will.
Any other questions, Erica?
Well, I have every intention of getting in touch with you for probably all of the members of my family. And so is this something that has to be done by someone who has done the amount of work that studying that you've done, or are there techniques to sort of...
Usually I get people, it's like they've tried everything. And for some people it's easier than others. I don't understand everything. You know, I don't know. I know there's other people that do what I do, but that are from the same lineage of teachings that I studied in the 90s, but they only do pieces of the work. I do everything.
Okay.
And I add, you know, the walls of illusion were just added recently.
Right.
The negative ET implants, I need to do that on Callie. Let me see if she's got negative ET implants on her, because she's supposed to be holding a high light. Yeah, let me remove those with your permission, Erica. At the present time on Callie, please unplug all negative ET implants from any body of Callie and burn them in the violet flame. Fill the imprints of the implants with golden creator substance. Dissolve all the miasms. Unplug all the trigger mechanisms of the miasms and heal Cali 100% of all negative ET implants. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What's happening is for a lot of us, we've been blocked for so long in so many lifetimes that we're releasing layers and layers of things. It's just amazing how we've been disconnected. But there are people who do pieces and do healings. I'm not the only one in the world doing it, but I know the work that I do. I can't say what a lot of other people do. I just know that over the years, the 14 years I've been doing this, I've just kept adding more work or condensing it to the level that I've got it down. I count everything I do. And I keep records on everybody, so when I count numbers, which I'm not doing here now on the radio, but I send people a 3-page report of my findings, and after I clear and do the research, then we talk on the phone and invoke the masters and archangels for people to stay connected to continue their healing and their transformation. So you know, I think I'm unique because, and I have a book. I forget to tell y'all, I've got a book, too, about my work. It's at Amazon.com or on my website, and it is in Kindle. So I've had people who do similar work call me and say I do too much at one time. And that people will get sick, but I have divine beings and I have an etheric weaver that I use to help decrease the detox because I feel like once I get someone, I need to do everything I can possibly do. I'm not going to do part of one thing, just do genetics and say call me back in a week or just do any type of other work. Do chakra work and then say, well, call me back and I'll do some more. I'm not going to do that. I do everything all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very intense work. But it's God in spirit telling me that once I've got somebody, I need to do everything so they can move forward and I can go to the next person. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And so I was curious. When I was listening to the previous callers, I would get chills here and there.
Yes.
Is the energy work that you're doing it's only affecting them, or is it affecting everybody who's listening?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay.
That's a good question. And I keep getting higher levels. This is not something that just happened overnight. My intentions are to hold the highest photon divine energy frequencies that I can. And I got measured 2 weeks ago that I was, and I don't want to, you know, I'm not a ego person, but it's beyond Ascended Master, the photon energies that I can work with now for healing. And I've got another trip. I've been invited on Wednesday. I've got another download that I'm going to be taking on. It's just, I'm the guardianship of some very, sacred areas. They've called me and invited me to come. I'm just so blessed. I cannot tell you how blessed I am that God can use me in this way. I hear miracles all the time. And it's only because I just let go and allow myself to be continuously used and filled with higher and higher frequencies for healing. So it may be that I've got to this point where people can listen and with their intentions of healing also, they can grab on to the energies while I'm healing other people. And because we're all one. We're all one.
Right.
And if it's going, it's happening for one person, it's happening to another. So that would be my blessing. And I do group healings. I do healings. When I'm working in L.A. on the radio, I do healings for everybody listening. I do a meditational healing. So it is definitely possible, Erica, that you're feeling these chills from the others, too, because I just looked at you, and I didn't see any walls of illusion. So you're wanting it, and you're getting it, honey.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Yeah. Well, it was such an honor to talk to you.
Thank you, Erica. Good luck with Callie, okay? God bless her.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. So long.
Okay, Erica, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, that's just amazing. Let's go to our next caller. Erica, you want to take a break, Cindy?
I'm good right now, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'm not going to roll. I'm getting so high over here, Cynthia. How are you feeling over there?
I'm just, you know, you blow me away every time you're on the show. Every time. The first time I was totally, totally blown away. But even this, your work is just so powerful. And people in the chat room are talking about it. They can feel it. So we have a caller that has a cat and a bird that need healing. And as soon as I see her in the queue, I will put you through to her. But let's go to Cody. And Cody is called. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you? Can you
Wonderful.
Hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hello, Miss Sydney. How are you?
Hey, Cody. I'm good. Where are you calling from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'd like you to check the energy field and see what is blocking. I have some blockage, I know. But I had a situation last Saturday, June the 1st. I went to a graduation, and I've been, you know, my sister knows that I've been looking, you know, I've been wanting, like, somebody in my life that I can really connect with and that kind of thing. And I saw a lady at the graduation, and we locked eyes and all that thing. But I usually am aggressive and everything. But this time I just totally shut down. I was scared to say something to the woman. The woman gave me enough hints and everything. And, I'm a fairly old guy. I know when somebody's, you know, interested or something.
Did you not get her phone number?
I didn't get nothing. I am so mad. I've been thinking that today is the 7th or whatever. I've been thinking about this woman.
I'm not that psychic. I'm not going to be able to get her number for you.
I just want you to just tell me, just clear my energy field and just help me. I just have to eat that one. But I do want to know what's...
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you how many past lives you have with her.
Okay.
She's not your highest. You've had 80. No, I'll take that back. I'm counting. It's still counting. You had about 160 lifetimes with a woman. So that was not an accident.
Mm-hmm.
It was synchronicity. And you missed it.
I missed it, yeah. Well.
Yeah, you've got to have to. You know what? That was a lesson for you to start listening to your higher self. And to step out of your fear. Fear is an illusion. You got it all, darling. You got it all. I did that with a guy when I was talking about Egypt. And when I was in Egypt, I told God, I said, when I was doing the, I was going through some initiations.
Uh-huh.
And part of it was making a decision. And I said, well, you know, I can't, if I'm going to stay, then I want a partner. And I had to heal some stuff because when I got back, the second day, the partner showed up and immediately started talking about Egypt and I mean, and all the things. And I for weeks I was like, "Are you sure, God? Are you sure? Is this for me?" So we all do it, and so it's about knowing that you deserve it. Knowing that you're big enough, knowing that you're good enough, knowing that you have enough love to give another person,
yeah.
Partner with another person. And you got it all, Cody. You got every bit of it. You just need to say, I got it, I know I got it, and I can give it.
Yeah.
I've got it to give.
I know, but you know, I'm thinking like, I said, oh, God, this is going, because like, seems like I got blockage with my finances, and I know it's no lack, and I know all of that.
This is walls of illusion. Let me check your walls of illusion, darling, in that 3D world, because we got to step out of that. We got to let go of the judgment and fear of ourselves and everything and be the magnificent soul that you are, and you co-create your world with God. So when I'm looking at you, Cody. You've got about 24 walls of illusion, of fear, and we're going to take that off right now.
Please.
So we're going to call in all of our divine beings, call in your divine. You know what else I've got to do, Cody? I've got to get you some higher guidance. Let me do this, and then we're going to bring you in some new guides. So at the present time on Cody, we now ask that you remove all the walls of illusion and burn them in the violet flame. Any layers of the walls of illusion, we ask that they be burned in the violet flame. And all of Cody is healed and opened up to higher levels of light. Ooh, hang on, Joe, you got to drink a lot of water after this.
Okay.
All right. And then we're going to ask for all of Cody's guides to come in, and we're going to thank them for all the work that they've given Cody, but Cody has risen to a higher level of frequencies and dimensions and energies,
and he now needs a higher level of guidance to connect into his energy fields and show him a higher way to love himself and to love others and to accept divine love. And we're going to remove all the blockages in his flow and his receptivity to love. All the blocks are being removed and burned in the violet flame so that Cody can be completely and totally loved and know that he has the love to offer for his partnership in this life.
Oh, wow.
Are you feeling it, Cody? I'm feeling it.
Yes, I'm feeling that.
And for this, we give you great thanks for Cody. And Cody, I want you to start listening to your intuition, and I want you to start listening to your guides because you got some good ones coming in for you, okay, Dave?
Okay, baby. Thank you.
Because that your guides, they screwed you up. They didn't. They should have pushed you forward to connect with this lady, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, I felt like a chump. I got in a truck.
You should have had some better help with. You should have had better help with that, babe.
Yeah, but I'm normally fresh. I'm really, you know, but I just froze up. I can't explain it because usually I go at it like, you know, like ain't no tomorrow. But this was
this was a different tomorrow. This was a different tomorrow. This was yesterday coming back to today. And you can remember, and it was intense. It wasn't just your regular little everyday thing.
Yeah, this was the real deal, and I just froze up like a chump. I couldn't say nothing. And the lady kept looking at me and hitting on me, and I'm standing there looking crazy. But anyway, I appreciate
it. Well,
I'm going to listen to more of my intuition, and I feel better. I got
to
drink some water on that one, though.
Yeah. Cody, if it's meant to be, and if it's in divine order, I want you to sit in the silence and ask for divine order. Was this graduation out of state?
No, it was right. It was in Maryland. It was in a school called Coppin. A little guy that I mentor that calls me like his, I'm like, I guess his godfather, and he invited me to his graduation. He finally got out the 12th grade, and I used to tell him he was going to be a career student. You know, he got to get out of there. And when I went, I was so glad to support him. But when I seen this woman, I said, this is the truth here. You know, she had all my attributes. You know, I'm a country boy. I like girls, you know. But anyway, and I just couldn't understand it. I was clean as the Duke when he went to see the Duchess. So I was, you know, I was in order.
And, you,
but I,
and Cody, you were looking good, too. You were all dressed up and looking good.
I looked like new money that day, girl.
You were looking good.
Oh, but I'm serious. I don't know what happened. And, you know, at this point in my life, I've come further than I got to go. And I certainly don't want to go these other few centimeters without nobody with me. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. I'm with you. I'm over here the same. Yeah.
But I don't want to take. I appreciate you. I do need a. You say your email so fast, you know, and I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, so I want you to repeat it slow for a country boy.
Okay. It's C as in Cindy, C Bentley, Bentley, RN, because I'm
like
also a registered nurse. Yeah, I'm also a registered nurse, and it's an old email, AOL.com.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome, Cody. Good luck, dear.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Johnson. You know I love you, girl.
You know I love you, too. You know that. You have a great weekend, Cody.
You.
Okay, so we're going to go to Kathy. Kathy, are you there, Kathy?
I am.
Okay, so Kathy, tell Cindy what's going on.
Well, Cindy, this week my husband got sick 2 days. Then the cat got sick, Whitney, for 3 days. And now the bird has, like, sinus problems or upper respiratory. So he went to the doctor's yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a sore throat. I mean, that's
Kathy,
nothing.
Where are you located?
In Maryland.
Okay. What's your area? I just need a little more information so I can jump into this energy field.
Okay, because every year it seems like the bird gets sick from allergies or something like that.
Okay. What's your area code that you're calling from?
410.
Okay. Now, let me just kind of – give me a minute. Let me just kind of look in. Yeah. The bird's 75% clear. But on your bird, Kathy, I want you to hold that bird in your mind's eye, and we'll remove all negative energies, all dark spirits, all negative beings, all negative entities off the bird at the present time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to shine some light on this bird and cut all the negative cords and remove all the negative beings and burn everything in the violet flame. And send any negative being or negative energy to the light to be transformed. Okay, now the bird's 100. Your cat is not good at all right now. Your cat is only 10%. The cat's only like 10% clear.
Yeah, she's suffering from kidney problems and.
She's pretty old. Is she like 10 years old? How old
17.
Is that cat?
17.
God, darn old. Good
yeah.
Lord. Honey, be happy she's still with you.
I know, but I want her a little bit longer.
All right, well, I'm going to clear her out, and I have a big heart for cats. I don't have any animals now because I've been traveling the world too much, but I sure hope I get some animals pretty soon. I hope I can find a partner that can help me take care of some animals.
If I was there, I would help.
At the present time, we're going to ask, what's your cat's name?
Princess.
Okay, we're going to ask for Princess to be healed. And Princess has how many negative beings are on Princess? Princess got like 9 negative beings on her.
Oh.
We're going to take those negative beings off Princess and send them to the light and fill them with truth, light, and healing love. And then we're going to take all the negative cords on Princess and cut the cords and burn them in the violet flame and remove all the negativity off of Princess at the present time at every level. For this, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you. Okay. All right, I got her up to 100 now.
Thank you.
She may last another year, a little longer.
I'm hoping.
Wow. Okay, Kathy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And your husband?
Yeah.
He's cleared him too. He's good.
All right.
He's a good guy, too.
He's what?
He's a good man.
Yeah, he's been having a lot of problems lately.
He's real clear.
Maybe because I'm working on him?
I think you're taking really good care of him, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. Many
you're
blessings.
Welcome, thank
okay.
you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Hey, Cynthia.
Yes?
I do need 5 minutes. I feel like I need to check myself.
Okay, well, we're 10 minutes away from the close of the show, so...
okay, we can keep it. I'll continue then. Let me just take one thing.
Let's take a minute or 2 minutes, and then we'll just do one more caller, and then it'll be the end of the show.
Eric Weaver on myself. I need to look at my energy fields, make sure I'm cleared up.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, guys, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
And we're back with Cindy Bentley, this powerful Reiki and energy healer, does DNA activations, removes negative blockages. You don't want to miss an opportunity to spend some time with her. Cindy, can you give people your email address again and your website?
Yes. My website is www.dnareconnection.com, or you can just use my name, www.cindybentley.com.
That's all.
And you can just use my name, cindybentley.com, and you'll pull me up.
Okay.
And if you sometimes with dnareconnection.com, you Google that and you get a lot of sites, but I just did that the other day, and out of the first 14 hits on Google on DNA Reconnection, 13 of those are all mine. So even if you get Google, you're going to get a lot of hits, because I am on a lot of radio shows and I do a lot of work. So if you just Google me, you'll get me if you can't remember everything. And then my email address is cbentleyrn@aol.com.
Okay, so let's go to one more caller, and
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm trying to see who's really been holding a long time here this morning.
Okay.
Area code 442.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Cynthia. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Dee?
Thanks for taking my name. Yeah, I'm Dee.
Okay.
How are you, Cynthia?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Do you have a question for Cindy this morning?
Yes, yeah, I do, yeah. I wanted to ask Cindy if she can kindly clear blockages from energy fields around me and the lady I love called Anne, so for us to be able to send and receive each other's love and friendship and to be able to communicate freely, because we have some issues, being together, and yeah.
Can you tell me your name again? I didn't get that.
Yeah, sorry, my name is Deep.
D-double-E-P. I don't have a good connection over here. I can't hear it real good. Cynthia, can you tell me?
Okay. Is
yes.
D W
uh-huh.
And what's
no,
the line? Is
no,
it,
it's, sorry, Cynthia. It's deep as in the deep sea.
It's deep
uh-huh.
as in the deep
yes.
sea.
Yes.
Oh, her name is Deep. Oh,
his,
got it.
His name is
his
Deep.
Name. His name is Deep. Her name is Ann. It's Deep and Ann.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes, her name is Ann.
Okay.
Do you want Deep's birth as well?
So I'm going to say how many... Let's look at this, though, Deep. Let's see if this relationship is supposed to work out. So how beneficial is Deep for Ann right now? 100%. How beneficial is Ann for Deep? Only 30%. So this is the problem, okay? You're ready. You're 100% ready for her. She is only about 40% ready for you. So then this is part of my research. So let's look at more. There's more that we can look at. How many lifetimes have Deep and Ann had together? And I'm getting 10, 20, 30, 40. That's not many lifetimes. There's only 40 only 40 lifetimes. When you want a soulmate, you're looking for somebody with more than 40 lifetimes together. How many soul contracts does Deep have with Anne? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. So you've only got 50 soul contracts together. That's not going to last for the rest of your life. I mean, I'm going to be real honest with you. I mean, because I've been going through the same thing when I'm looking for a relationship. And when God sent this man to me that I met after Egypt, the very first thing I did, because I can do, is I, when he asked me out, I went to my car and checked and dowsed to see how many lifetimes we'd had together and how many soul contracts we had together, because I'd had people ask me out before, and I don't have the time or the energy to waste time going out and dating and trying to make a relationship that's not going to happen, because there's not enough past lives. He's not my soulmate. I'm looking for my soulmate. But it turned out we had 265 past lives together, and we had 290 soul contracts together. So 6 months later, we're still building a great relationship. You see what I'm saying? And so I had a previous relationship that I struggled with for years, that we had only had 52 past lives together and very few soul contracts. But I kept, in my delusional world, in my walls of illusion, I thought this is it, but it wasn't. So I had not a very happy time there with what I thought I was supposed to be doing with the person. Am I making sense, Deep?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But is it possible
to... You can't force, but there's not... So what I want to do for you, is to clear out all this that's blocking you from receiving high-level love, because you want to have a soulmate. You don't want to try to force love. You don't want to try to force a relationship that's not for your highest and your best, for either part, okay? So this is what I'm going to do. I want to see on Deep how many blocks does Deep have in his receptivity to love? And that's 10, 20, 30. Like, you've got 50 blocks. You got a lot. So at the present time on Deep, I mean, you want it really bad, and you deserve it. We want to remove 50 blocks that Deep has in his flow of love energy to himself. We're going to remove all 50 blocks and burn them in the violet flame of Saint Germain and heal Deep with golden creator substance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We want Deep to be healed from all blockages in the flow of divine love, love to himself, and love from all others. We ask that Deep be completely and totally healed, that love can flow to him without blockage. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now your walls of illusion, you've got 23 walls of illusion, and on Deep at the present time, we ask that you remove 23 walls of illusion on Deep at the present time, so that he can be completely and totally free of all fear, and that he can see the truth, the divine truth, in all areas of his life, and that he can hold higher frequencies of divine living on this planet, that he can step into higher and higher dimensions and higher energies and pull in higher consciousness, that his awareness will be opened to his divine flow. And we ask all the negative guides that are working with him step away and let a higher level of guidance come into his energy field, in his energy bodies, and the divine connection to these higher guides are going to help Deep to navigate his life, to live in a higher level of consciousness, and that love will flow to Deep without any problems. You'll have a divine flow of love energy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Now, Deep, I can't do anything for Anne, because she's not a member of your family, and
right,
she has to ask for help herself. So
okay,
if she, I can't do that without her asking me. So So, but
right.
I will work on you, okay? And I wish you
okay.
the best. You deserve the best, okay? You deserve a gigantic soulmate, a big love, okay?
Okay, thank you, Cindy.
And you're going to get it. You'll get it, Dee. You'll get it.
Thank you. Thanks, Cindy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dee. Have a great weekend.
And you, Cynthia. Bye.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Well, that's going to take us to the end of our show. Dr. Reggie, do you want to take us into a closing prayer?
Thank you, God, for the energy and the information that was imparted here today. Thank you for Cindy and for the energy of sharing by the powerful transmuting flame of St. Germain. To empower, enlighten, and give us energy beyond who we are, and remove negative entities and energies in our life. Let us grow in our soul, our understanding, and our wisdom. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is.